Kirby Ferris joins us now from Ferris, Riley, and Pitt. Kirby, welcome in. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, JT.
Well, I you know, you have to think that this was coming sooner or later with these autopilot-driven cars like Tesla. And here now a guy is being charged. A couple of years ago, back in 2019, his autopilot Tesla ran through a red light and killed two people. Now they're charging him. So, look, I get computers are really beneficial in our life. A lot of times they do great things, and they talk about how the computer in a car could actually save people's lives. It could correct something that's stupidly being done by the driver. But are there enough benefits and plus sides to outweigh the negatives? And when the negative is people die because of the computer malfunction, do you allow this stuff to go on? So should this guy, let's talk about the case first of all, and this guy that's now being charged.
Yeah, Kevin Reid is his name, JT, guy out of California. And they are being real, real close-mouthed in this investigation because it is probably the first felony manslaughter charge that's been brought under these circumstances in the entire country. But what they did disclose about it was that he was moving at a high rate of speed. He left the freeway and went onto a side road, ran a red light, and hit a car broadside, killing two people. There was no braking, no maneuvers by the car to avoid the crash. He did not have his hands on the steering wheel, which is a really important point, because we like to call these cars autopiloted, but that's not true. You're still responsible for the car. In this particular Tesla, you were supposed to be in the driver's seat with a seatbelt on, with both hands on the steering wheel at all times.
Oh, so where was he? Was he in the driver's seat? Did he not have any control of the vehicle? Was he, you know, texting? Was he on the computer? What was going on here specifically? Were this guy allowing too much of the autopilot to take care of things?
Yeah, what we know is that his hands were not on the wheel and that there was no braking, manual braking by him, which I think is what the prosecutors are looking at in bringing these felony manslaughter charges. And that you are supposed to be paying attention and with your hands on the wheel, even on autopilot. And if he had been doing that, he would have seen that there was a red light coming, even though the car didn't detect it, and he would have manually braked. So the real point of this is if you drive one of these cars, it's important for you to know that you are still responsible for the car. And the car is there to assist you as a driver, not drive for you.
Well, I got to tell you, the message, I think, from these autopilot car companies is that they do more than we want them to do, or they do more than you should allow them to do. Do you believe that there should be charges on this guy? I mean, if there was what you're describing, complete negligence in turning everything over to the autopilot computer and him taking no responsibility or not paying attention, is that going to be on him? Do you believe there's going to be a conviction here?
I absolutely believe there'll be a conviction here. I believe there should be a conviction here because that is gross negligence. You know, I've looked at a number of these cases, JT, around the country. There was a lady killed in Arizona where an Uber driver backed over her in an autopilot car while he was watching The Voice. He was watching a TV program. There was a guy killed in Florida who was playing a video game, and his Tesla ran into a concrete barrier that it didn't see. And the bottom line, and there was a guy arrested in California. He was in the back seat of the car going down the interstate.
All right, well, here's my question, Kirby. If this is happening more times than we like to see, what's the benefit of the autopilot? Why should we even have vehicles where this option is there at the flip of a switch?
Yeah, like so many things, JT, it's misuse. And maybe misnomer. It's not an autopilot. That's not what it is at all. I hate that they call them these names to generate marketing. These things are devices to assist you in driving a car, not to drive the car. And when we view them that way, it's like cruise control, right? You misuse cruise control and there can be a problem. But sure, when you use the old cruise control that we all have on our cars these days, when you use it correctly, it's a great benefit. but you have to use it correctly. And you can't take your eyes off the road. You can't take your hands off the wheel. And Consumer Reports, this was amazing to me. Consumer Reports took a Tesla last year and were able to easily fake the Tesla out. They buckled the seatbelt. They put a weight in the seat, and they put a small weight on the steering column. They got in the driver's seat, and this car drove 7 miles on their test track.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not sure that Tesla shouldn't have some, you know, liability in this and be forced to change some things and market it differently, because perception is it's supposed to do something that we don't, you know, really should be allowing it to do. So interesting case. We'll follow this more. Kirby, thank you.